are listening to WJFP, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, 91.1. W296AW, Mangonia Park, West Palm Beach, Riviera Beach, 107.1. W230AL, Cocoa Rockledge, Merritt Island, 93.9. W232AZ, Melbourne, Palm Bay, 94.3. WJCB, Clewiston, Belle Glade, 88.5. The gospel is on the radio, and God did it.
This is WLLY FM HD3, Palm Beach Gardens.
Good morning, radio listeners. You have tuned in to Newness of Life Radio Ministry, where the bishop is Bishop Darrell L. McMillan, and I am your host this morning, Pastor Prophetess Jesse McMillan, your voice of hope, and I am so glad to be with you on this morning. This is another great day that God has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for you listening to us every Tuesday, 9 a.m., every Thursday, 9 a.m., for that voice of hope, for that word of encouragement. You need to hear what God is saying to you on this morning. I tell you, there is a breaking of that day. I'm telling you, I know you've been in your night season for a long time. I know the enemy has been talking and torturing you and telling you this is the end. This is the way it's going to be. There will be no change. Oh, but I declare the word of God over your life on this morning. I declare that what he says to you is true. What God has said, it is true. It is life. And God has said that I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. Thoughts of peace and not evil to bring you to an expected end. God has a plan for your life. And I tell you, nothing will stop the plans of God. You just have to stay in faith. Because I tell you, I heard a great man say, if God said it, God happened. Oh, my God, that is so powerful. If God said it, it has to happen. It's just got to happen. Why? Because he's a God that cannot lie, and he's a God that cannot fail. For it is impossible. The Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. Not because he's so righteous. Not because he's so good. But it's impossible because whatever he says, that's what it is. He is the God that calls those things to be not as though they were. You're serving an awesome God. You're looking to a God that knows and understands everything. You're looking to a God that loves you. You're looking to a God that knows everything about you and still loves you. You're looking to the God that created you, that made a way for you time and time again. The one that knew you before you hit the womb of your mother, that made plans for your life, for you to live the good life, the Bible says. God has plans for you. The enemy don't want you to know this. The enemy don't want you to understand God's word. He wants you to think that what it is, I guess that's what everybody's saying now. It is what it is. But I want to say it is what God said is, because I be what God says I be. I be it right now, and I be nothing else. I exist the way God says I exist. Lord, I exist right now, the moment that he's spoken. Right now, I be nothing else. I be only what God says I be. Right now, you need to take this thing to your heart. You need to let it pass your understanding. understanding and let it penetrate your spirit that what God says about me is true and what I'm seeing and all that I've been through, it's a lie. The enemy said that it's never going to get better. But God has a plan for your life. But you have to believe the word of God. You have to believe what God has said about you. Because God's word is forever settled in heaven. And nothing is too hard for the God that we serve. I just thank God on this day. Oh, because he made a way where it seems to be no way. Oh, I tell you, he is a way maker. He is a heart fixer. He is a mind regulator. Nothing is too hard for God. Oh, I tell you, the Bible tells us that God will contend with them that will contend with you, meaning that he will fight with them that will fight with you. And sometimes, I tell you, it's not a person that you can see. Sometimes it's the enemies of your mind. I tell you, the enemy wants you to be conformed to this world. But the Bible tells us over in Romans to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Do not be conformed to this world. I know you can see this thing. I know you can hear and feel this thing. I know the doctor has brought you the report. I know you see the eviction notice on the door. I know some of you are looking at your bank account, and you're seeing, that this thing is not going to work. Because you ran out of money before you ran out of bills. But I tell you, God said, I have a plan for you. There's nothing too hard for the God that we serve. He is a covenant keeping God. You need to remember your covenant that you have with your God. He promised to keep you. He promised to keep that which you have committed unto him. I know the enemy telling you, this one is going to take your mind. But if you commit your mind, if you commit your heart unto God, he promised to keep that which you've committed unto him. He is a covenant-keeping God. He's a promise-keeping God. And over there in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, it says, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Oh, my God. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. I know you see me. I know you can hear me and you can feel me because I'm here on earth with you in the flesh. But baby, I don't fight. Oh my God, a fair fight. Oh my God, my fight is in the spirit realm. Oh my God, because the God I serve is the spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I'm not going to get my gun. I'm not going to pull out a knife. But I'm going to call down the angels of heaven. Oh, my God. For he is Jehovah Gabor. He's the one that fights for us. And I tell you, the Spirit of God can go places where no other place, no other thing can go. So though we walk in this flesh, we do not walk in the flesh. For the weapons, oh my God, of our warfare, they're not carnal. The weapons we use is the word of God. I tell you, it's the same weapon that Jesus used when he came out of the wilderness after fasting and praying for 40 days. He used the word of God. He reminded the enemy of the word of God. He could continue to say, it is written. I tell you, when you remind the enemy, it is written. Oh, my God, that my great shall be the peace of my children, and they shall be taught of the Lord. It is written that if I give, it shall be given unto me. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It is written, that I shall reap. Oh, my God, if I faint not for in due season, that's a sure season. As surely as we see winter, spring, and fall, and summer, oh, my God, we shall see due season. Oh, my God, that's that season. building that is surely to come. Because like I was explaining to the members there in West Palm Beach on Sunday, all that God gave me a revelation, all with the word of God. The scripture that says, be not weary in well-doing. Oh, my God. Be not weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap if you faint not. Oh, come on, listen now. He gave me, oh, God, the revelation. And he says, no matter what catastrophe, no matter what disaster, no matter what happens on this earth, the next season comes. I don't care what we went through in the summer. Oh my God, fall is going to follow. Winter is going to follow. Spring is going to follow. So nothing changes or stops the season. Oh my God. So as I was talking to God in prayer, and I was going through a hard time, and I was thinking into consideration, he said, have you ever heard on the news, the meteorologist come in and said, this year we won't have winter, all because of Katrina came and tore up Louisiana and Texas. Oh, we won't have, you know, summer, all because of snow was so bad up in the upper regions. No, the next season always came. Oh my God. So God was telling me that just due season is coming. I don't care how bad it is right now. I don't care how the day has gone in your life, in your mind, in your family, in all your season is coming. But the only thing about this due season, you can use it if you're so enough. Oh my God, that's the only way you will miss your season, if you're faint, and you know the season is still up, but you're faint, the enemy is trying to cause you to faint. Oh, I remember the word of God that Jesus said, I'm dead, faint, but it's not the enemy, because the enemy, he has requested that you may weep. He won't change something to sift your mind, to sift your dreams, to sift your ideas. Oh, he wants to take over your thought process, and he wants your thought process to remain in a wrong place. But let me finish this scripture really fast before my time goes. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when it says casting down your imagination and everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, because when the devil was in heaven, before he was thrown down and thrown out of heaven, he thought to exalt himself above God. But since he's been on this earth, now he's trying to exalt himself against the knowledge of God. He's messing with the minds of the people. He's messing with your mind. Oh my God. And the enemy, it's after your mind. He's out to worry you to death. He's out to stress you to death. He's out to break you up and tear you down, to make you quit and give up. He's out to cause you to give up on your dreams, to give up on your passions, even to give up on your future. The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your checkbook. It's not in your savings account. It's not in your job. The fight that you got to fight is in your mind. And if you can win it in your mind, you can win on your job. You can win it in your checkbook. You can win it in your marriage. Oh, I tell you, but you have to be renewed in the very spirit of your mind and cast down anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. The word of God. What you know to be true about God. You need to cast every other thought down. Oh, my God. Because it doesn't line up with God has already.